presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. September 25, 1031 America, New York. Climate change forces the French to alter the way they make wine. Growers are changing grape varieties and reshaping the landscape to protect some of the world's most valuable vineyards from warmer temperatures.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 25, 1030 America, New York. Zoning reform backfires. Over at Reason, Christian Brichke writes about how federal money meant to encourage zoning reform ended up in the hands of those who want to further restrict housing construction.
Global economy.
September 25, 10 o'clock America, New York. EU fears losing influence in Latin America as trade deals falter. Concerns over Amazon deforestation hold up talks with Brazil over Mercosur pact.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 25, 9 o'clock America, New York. Central banks may stoke risks by raising rates together. The most widespread rate increases on record have some economists worrying a lack of coordination may result in unnecessary economic harm.
Global economy.
September 25, 8 o'clock America, New York. IMF bailouts hit record high as global economic outlook worsens. Fund hands out $140 billion in loans as interest rate rises push up countries' borrowing costs.
BBC News Business.
September 25, 7:39 America, New York. Keir Starmer. Labour would reverse cut to top income tax rate. Scrapping the 45% rate is the wrong choice during a cost of living crisis, the Labour leader says.
BBC News Business. September 25, 7:19 America, New York. Kwasi Kwarteng. I want to keep cutting taxes. Tax cuts will help to boost growth, says Chancellor, as government also looks at relaxing immigration.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 25, 7 o'clock America, New York. Short sellers upended a small farm real estate company. This is what it looked like. Farmland Partners shares plummeted after a report said the company was in trouble. Prosecutors and regulators have been examining what happened.
New York Times Business. September 25, 5 o'clock America, New York. Dodging blackouts, California faces new questions on its power supply. Extreme heat is testing the way energy is generated, delivered and traded, and raising the prospect of perpetual emergencies. Power lines in Cathedral City, California. New York Times Business.
September 25, 5 o'clock America, New York. On the edge of Delhi, a dynamic cultural scene takes shape. Beneath an ancient tower, contemporary galleries, studios, bars and clubs are popping up in three neighborhoods, drawing art lovers, fashionistas and nightlife seekers. The 13th century, 238-foot-high Qutab Minar rises above the neighborhoods of Haus Kos Village, Lado Sarai and Merolis, Style Mile.
New York Times Business. September 25, 5 o'clock America, New York. Kyoto wants you back, but it has some polite suggestions. The city, one of Japan's most visited before the pandemic, desperately needs tourism's money, but it would like to avoid the excesses of Instagram-driven itineraries. Before the pandemic, Kyoto's Kiyomizu Temple was as famous for its congestion as for its sublime architecture and spectacular view of the city below.
Global economy.
September 25, 4 o'clock America, New York. Has Eurozone inflation shot even higher? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Marginal Revolution.
September 25, 104 America, New York, Indigenous Continent. The author is Pekka Hamalainen, and the subtitle is The Epic Contest for North America. Rich with insight on every page, might it be the best history of Native Americans? At the very least, this is one of the two or three best nonfiction books this year. How is this for an excellent opening sentence?
Daily FX Market News.
September 24, 1630 America, New York. Dow on edge of bear market, recession fears rise, GBP/USD tips financial stability fears. Volatility rippled through the financial system this past week with global indices tumbling and the dollar's rally amplified through counter-currency struggles. While conditions were still orderly through Friday, we may find financial stability at risk in the week ahead with the wrong prompts.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. September 24th. 11:53 America, New York. Eleanor Ostrom, Stephen Chung, The 5-to-1 Error. Given how I've complained about how bad economists are at naming their ideas, I should probably think twice about attempting to give a name to an idea myself. Still, I feel like tempting fate by badly naming an idea from the work of Eleanor Ostrom, which I believe generalizes to even broader applications.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 24, 9:15 America, New York. Atlas Shrugged on child labor. Many people's favorite segments from Atlas Shrugged are mine too. See here and here, but there are a lot of shorter segments that I particularly like. Here's one on child labor, p.
BBC News Business.
September 24, 5:23 America, New York. Quasi-Kwarteng's tax cuts benefit top 1%, labor says. The government is taking a dangerous gamble, Angela Rayner says, but ministers argue tax cuts will get the economy growing. Marginal Revolution.
September 24, 1:13 America, New York, the Truss Economic Plan. On Friday, as indeed it happened, Ms. Truss' government is expected to announce a series of tax cuts, including cutting taxes for new home purchases as well as reversing planned hikes in the corporate tax and cutting a recent increase in payroll taxes.